It's not a secret the Rebbe Zayin Gesund has a unique mahalach, a very, very clear mahalach in the notion of technology, with a view on the future. And there's a lot of people out there in the Chassidus and out of the Chassidus. There's a lot of people in the Chassidus and out of the Chassidus that don't understand the mahalach. They have things that are not clear enough. Most people never heard it from the Rebbe clearly, what he holds about technology. People are hearing it over from this machanach, from that machanach. There's a lot of people that give their own hasbara and they add things, they take off things, they say things the way they understood it. And there are certain, when you're talking about girls that are in the Moises Achinuch, so this rules, this is what the Moises Achinuch say, this is what you have to do, because this is the rules of the Moised. But when it comes a little bit later, when let's say they're not anymore in the school system, all the married people and the Zevaita, so there's a lot of things that's called gray area. And because of that gray area, people are explaining it the way they want. Some are doing it b'shoigik, some are doing it b'mezit. And it's creating a big churm, this gray area, which everybody could explain it the way they want. Especially, I said, there's a lot of people that say it b'shem Stone and b'shem the Rebbe, that the Rebbe said this and the Rebbe said that, and the Rebbe holds that you're allowed to do this. People are saying a lot of, you could say, stupid things, that it's very, very obvious that the Rebbe doesn't hold like that. And it's very, very important to have extel, some things that are very clear and there's nothing to negotiate, and it's posha to posha to zacha. First of all, before any explanation, before any mesholim or hasbora or ideas, it has to be made clear in the clearest oifen possible. That there is absolutely no heter to keep any device without a filter, a very good filter, which blocks all maras asuras, blocks anything that you're not supposed to see, that a person shouldn't see, no matter age, no matter which kind of device it is. People are going around and stories are coming, people are talking to me, there are people going around with devices that do not have proper filters. People are saying answers, azoi and azoi. Some people just got, they said they didn't get around to it, and they changed their device, they're going to do it, they're going to take care of it. Some people are sure that, anyways, I don't need it, I'm not going to be nichshel, there's nothing what to talk about. If anybody's part of the Chassidus and is going with the Rebbe's derech, there's absolutely no such a thing. And he said it more than once, the Rebbe. He said it personally bothers him, personally tutem vei, that people are saying that he allows us to design internet without a filter. There's so many things today. The internet is so filthy, and there's so many pictures that come up, even if somebody is always gehalt in a person. There's pictures that come up, there's sites that it's advertising this thing. It can't, the mikshel is so big that it's a dover poshut. It's embarrassing that it has to be said. But the Yosef is that there's people that are going around like that. So before anything, it has to be made very, very clear. That's one point. Now, after there is a filter, a good filter, not those filters that the Goyim made that is Mishkan Sachvert. We're talking about a filter versus made for Yiddish people, made for Hamish people. After there is a filter, that's where the problems start. Because the problems of technology, and especially with smartphones, is that the problems are very edele problems, very fine. And a lot of times, it's hard to explain it with words. And when it's hard to explain it with words, there's a misunderstanding. And especially there's a misunderstanding between the older people, the mothers of married ladies, the older ones that were brought up mit chassidische chinuch, they were brought up seeing what this heist a yiddische mama, what this heist a chassidische everything all around, and they see the young generation with the smartphones, and they see that something's not right. They see that no, it's not supposed to look like this. Something is wrong. And a lot of times, it's hard to explain it, because the young generation is going to say, what do you mean? It's fine, especially there's a filter, you could check it. All I'm doing is, I'm talking to my friends. What's wrong with that? Why is so old, backdated, and so, what's the problem? And that's causing a lot of problems, because if we can't explain it to the young generation, then what do we want from them? Then they're sure that it's just, that's it. They don't understand me, they don't understand what I need. So in order to be able to be mechanech, there has to be a better understanding to explain better the problems that there is after there's a filter, when there's nothing actually wrong with the things of Smezet Dort and the things that you see. It still has to be very stark explained, and with the Rebbe, Fakert spent a long time and never spoke to the Rebbe a topic in length, times 7, 8, or 9 times in a long stretches of time, all kinds of questions that people brought up to explain it. We're talking about what the Rebbe Zalzan Gesund is saying, what the Rebbe Zalzan Gesund is explaining to our Kehila. We're very, very lucky that in such a door, in such a generation with these Nisyonis, we have a Moed HaDerech, which the Moed HaDerech is clear, crystal clear about the topic. It's just that not everybody is getting to hear the whole picture of it. But what we're saying now is not stam interesting rayonis to bring up food for thought. It's what the Rebbe said, it's what the Rebbe feels, it's what when someone has been mechanech, they should know that they have the full confidence that, yeah, this is still on the sheet. All the chumris and all the inyonim that we're going to say tonight and tomorrow night is all things versus the stolen Shita, the one, the stolen Rebbe, which people are saying that he lets internet and he lets smartphones and lets all these things. This is what we're saying, Bishmoy. Now, one of the things which is a big conflict and a very, very, the gray area of us is is the union of what is it called that somebody needs it? And what is it called using it for needs? It means for tzrochem, that is called, this is normal zachen. This is where is the icky gray area, and a lot of people are having different opinions about it, and it's so, and everybody comes with their questions, but what if I need it for this, and what if I need it for that? To be able to understand the answer, what's called a tzorich, what's called a need, the only way to explain it is by knowing more the problems of the smartphone. Then he could decide if it's a need or not. Because nobody could decide it for the only the person itself. The Rebbe said, I asked the Rebbe more than once, what does it call someone that needs it? And the Rebbe does not want to give an answer, because the Rebbe wants that people should understand the inyan. It's not about issa v'hetta. It's not about this is osa and then the rest is muta. It's not what it is. The people, say the Elton, say the Mechankim, and say the girl, everybody has to understand. Midaf Redden, you have to explain the things, and then the person has to come to the Akora. So do you really think that you need it? Do you really think that this and this that you're doing with it is so wichtig, is so important, that it pays to be involved in such zaken? So, I mean, the people have groups, and there's people that use it for to be a babysitter for their children. And a lot of things are emes etzorich. It means a mother that kaneinor has a mishpocha and kids are crying and schlepping and doing. It's pretty convenient to just give the kid a thing to just watch something that's kosher and be busy with it. And it's emes and it's not poshet. A mishpocha today is a tutzach, so many things. It's emes something very, very. Especially it's a kosher zachen. I'm just showing them zachen is a filter, don't worry, my kid can't do anything with it. What's important is, again, to know the problems. When you know the problems, then a person could better understand if he should do it or he shouldn't do it. If it's kedai, that's really the thing. Is it kedai or is it not kedai? Let's say somebody is not going to tell you that it's osa d'oraisa still, and it's taka, let's say it's taka, not something that you're not allowed to see. It's really, it's 100% kosher. But still, if we know the problems, a person could decide in themselves that it is kedai or it's not kedai, and it ends up being bechira. A lot of the things end up being bechira, but it shouldn't be blamed. It definitely shouldn't be blamed that because I'm a stone or because whatever. It's a decision that a person makes, which a lot of times is a very, very poor decision, and it's a big, big chaval because it has such a effect on the person, on the doer's vayter. So let's explain it better. Now we're going to speak a little bit the problems of Sedor, but I'm not going to go in tonight in all the inyonim. I hope Metzushim tomorrow night Meredin Bar Chava in length, a long shir, which there is going to be a lot of information which is negev for everybody, for men and for ladies, and Ishmashana. Tonight was really a last minute zach that I was asked, which discussed with the ladies separately. So when we touch certain nekudis, which is b'miyuchid negeya for the akeres habayis, noshim zidkonius, b'miyuchid negeya for them, which is important tomorrow, istamet minisht onkum, and to speak about all these zachen was mered heimbanach. Tonight is miyuchid for the ladies, but it's only a very, very small part of it. The bigger picture, there's a lot more. Some of us are hotos, and someone that's involved in the Indian has to know the thing much more than the couple in the half an hour of us was made at Heimbanach. First of all, it's a double portion that there's a certain melchoma going on. There's a big, big melchoma with the Ra, with the Toiv, with the Eibishter put us in the our generation. Was we have to fight it. There's no way. Fight it this way, fight it that way. It's not Mashana, but it has to be fought. Now, the ladies are minimum 50% of the population and of the Chassidus, and the ladies are part of the Milchoma, just like the men, if not more. It's not Shaykh to fear this Milchoma with the men, with Redden Adroshe, with things. And that's going to be it. It's not shaykh. It's 100% wichtig for the ladies, exactly like the men, if not more, as Mzen Baite. There are certain things in the Chassidus that's beikah for men. You know, the shaymar and davening and the learning rotsuf and the tishin they design beikah. You know, the ladies come and they watch, but was mefodet beikah. The ladies watch the men standing there. And the foreign, the Nesiyah to the Rebbe, the ladies have a very big part in the Nesiyah to the Rebbe, the harder part, but the one that's doing it actually is the men are doing it. I see this once upon a time when it was in Russia and then in Poland, it was mostly the men. It had to do with the men. And till today's day, a lot of parts of the Chassidus, ladies feel left out of it. And so there's an ashay and a mitur to mevam tzchon tzav and avas chaveim and chesed and all those things, and that's unbelievable. Based mehet abisul, what's going on? But in this topic, it's exactly like the men. It's more than the men. It's an ishtepes azayti gezach. And the reason for that is very, very poshut, because anything that has to do with Yiddishkeit, it has nothing to do with the men more. Things that are extra, which is negeya. Because men have to have certain zachen, they need certain things that they have to learn in a certain way, and in the Eibishter in certain ways. So it's not avoided for the ladies, it's not avoided for the men. But things that have to do with the etzim kesher to the Eibishter, things that have to do with such basic things in Yiddishkeit, there's nothing more to talk about. We need the ladies. If we're not going to have the ladies with us in the Milchoma, there's no way to win. There's no way to be matzliach if we're not going to have the ladies with us in Gantz and all the way. That's the Hagdoma. Now, when we're talking about things that are wichtig for ladies more than men, let's take it a step further. It's not only that the ladies are 50%. It's because the problems that there is with the smartphones, there are certain zachen that is esh negeya, much more negeya for the ladies than the men. And the first thing is because the ruach that they put into the whole house, the ruach for the children, it's a dava poshet that the children watch the parents. They see the mother more than the father. The whole ruchnius in the house is the lady shtelta vek asach asach mer. just because she's in the house and she's the one that's being oisik in the chinuch hayilodim more on a day-to-day basis. In the problems that smartphones have, which is in the gray area, is the thing that the person gets connected to it, even if it's not on the level of addiction. Even if it's not something that someone's going to start arguing, I am addicted, I'm not addicted, I'm doing very important things, we say that. But even if it's not on something that's called addiction, but the children are watching the parent being excited with shtusin, being excited with zachen, was in an ahi in a head. They see it. If there's jokes going around, kosher jokes, what's the problem? If there's jokes being sent from one to another and there's groups and the zachen, it's the kids are watching it. It's forming habits. They're seeing that thus is appearing. Someone that's busy, was lektzacharayim, but not only busy with it. They see the excitement. They see that this is life. Amol, the child washed at the gezen, the mama, the gate teren, mezitzint licht. So what the says, gizok teneren, gizok tilim. They saw what the says, the Yiddish mama, they saw it, and this was the ruach and that, they smelled it. This is, the whole chedek was 24 hours. This metzias that they see that the mother has it and abishlahin abishlaher and forwarding videos with zachen and mishing and ahin and aher, it's poisoned for the chinuch of the children, even if it's 100% officially mutter. It's not mishana, it's a fact, and it's something that the person has to be internalized. Medafos fashtein. It's not going to help a matter of saying, it has to be internalized that what am I doing to the house? What am I doing to the children? Is it really kedai? Is it kedai to do this? That they should see that what excites me, that what talks to me, that what's so important to me is talking to friends and being busy. Of course, yeah, person has friends, person looks on the phone, so it's normal as achen. But when it goes a little bit after, it goes a little bit more than that, then the child smells it in a second. And you're talking about 2-year-olds understand it. 5-year-olds, very red if it's a little bit older. If teenagers watch it, it's a chogeret. But today, Daf Mitzukum, it's a teenagers. If 8-year-olds see it, if 9-year-olds see it, they see a whole different parent. This is what they see. It's a zikr that that's what they're going to copy. It's one of shooting. That's one akuda. Avada, this has to do with the men, 100% of this, your father was machtchnar, it's the same exact thing. But the metziah says that the children see the mother more than the father. And the whole halachiyelich in the stub wird nikva, more durch the mother, that's the azid eivish tavegishtot, akeres abayis, the father is not called akeres abayis. Azo idos, and that's why the tafkid is so much more, the achrayis is so much more. That's one point, which is negeya, ladies more than men. The number two is vayta in chinuch hayilodim, but it's a different point, and that is the time and the attention that the mother gives for the children, which has nothing to do with what the kid is watching. It's just the attention that the children need from their mother, nobody could give them, and nobody will ever, ever give them. They have the years that they're in the house, and the attention that the mother gives them makes them be normal people. Today, the problem is vasidor. With everybody knows that the attention that the kids are missing is the number one problem. It costs thousands of dollars that people pay for help just because the children didn't get the proper attention from the parents. You could see children in a second, in one split second, if they didn't get enough positive attention from the parents. It's a double, and this... The mother could give what the father can give, not because the father is not home, it's because attention from a mother is worth more. It's not, you can't be moided in money. There's no money that could pay for the attention that a mother could give for a child, to sit with the child, to have the yeshiva das, not to stop in the middle, not to be a whole time looking, seeing, I got a message, I didn't get a message. It's a churm in this inyan, and the child is going to have a defect for sure. There's no way out. If the child saw that he's not so important for his parents, somewhere it's going to come out. The child is going to look to do something different to get attention, or the child is going to, it's an ishmashana to go and all the problems that come out. But these are things that we're seeing it. It's something that's, it's a fact. And this is one of the points which the people that heard the first shiur, this is something that when I prepared 10 nekudas to tell the Rebbe said, I should add this nekuda. The Rebbe said, "Mivilna pesulegin." You should say this point, and this is a point. But the ladies are the ones who can stand. They can stand sitting on the floor and playing a game with a child. Everything being 100% focused on the child and not having this whole time the back and forth, being busy with the machine the whole time. There's nothing more to add, but it's. It's a big, big chaval. The people that are going to be doing at this age are going to pay a very, very big price, a very, very a heavy price by being busy with Narashkeit. This was the second thing. The third thing is, it's last but not least, is the own identity. This is Lu Yitzur. This is without the children. We spoke two nukudis about the house, about the children. This has nothing to do with Chinuch HaYilodim. The whole pnimius of the person. The premiums of the person, a person could be losing just by being a whole time Masir Das, being busy a whole time with Aruma Gizachen. And this is a filler. This is a filler when it's things that are not Narashkeiten. The person has to know, and I want to explain it. This is a Zach that's Negea for everybody, but by ladies, the Eibishter gave for ladies a special Tafkid. Dvorim Yidum, the Maral, a lot of people, Meforshim explain, Shasani Kirtzoinoi, why does a lady say Shasani Kirtzoinoi? One of the Pirushim is that the Eibishter created a lady that Boifen Tiv'i, automatically the Neshama is connected to the Eibishter and doesn't have to work as hard as the men with the Yetzirahs, that they have to go through a Sachasach Shverekaiten to be able to feel that automatic Chibur, the automatic connecting to the Eibishter. Everybody saw the Friedige generation, Gizen, Fosat Geheisen, Ayiddish Bobbe, Fosat Geheisen. The whole time, the person was in touch with himself and in touch with the Eibishter. Boifen Memele, everything that was the Eltern, the Mamas, the Bobbes from Giton, they made Chalas from the Geret. Zoktatchine. The whole time they said, they spoke to the Eibishter constantly. It wasn't only gedavend this or that. They spoke because it's gegangen nach anand. I had a grandmother, my mother's mother. She was laying in the hospital, and they were waiting for a doctor. And the doctor comes around once in 24 hours. If you miss the doctor, you have to wait till tomorrow. You could wait. It's Gehenim. You have to wait. The doctor should see it, to discuss it with the doctor. She was Aidin from the Haim. Tzmim is the Geidin. She used to say her Tchines or Bakoshes every day. It came. The doctor came around. The doctor couldn't talk to her. She was busy with her Tchines. She had no idea what's going on. Not because she didn't know what's going on, just because now she was busy talking to the Eibishter. She didn't even see. She didn't even see. She was so concentrated in the Tchines and the Tfilis and the Tzern. This was the essence. This is given the Metzius from a Yiddish Imam. When a person is busy communicating, being busy with people around, constant 24/7, loses the being in touch with themselves, being in touch with that beautiful pnimiyadige life of the Eibishter, but this is the tainuk that a person could have, the olam haba that a person could have on this world. People are running after shtusim at Narashkeiten, thinking that they're going to get the tainuk deer. The ladies have it. They have it. Then geboren geworden is. When if it's not ruined, then they can have it. It's such a shod. It should be. It should go on different zachen. People enjoy communicating, being in touch with this friend, with that friend. These technology made communicating be so much easier and so much refanim. It makes it exciting communicating. I'm all, somebody wanted to send a message with a shliach, a technical thing, or a tahin, or a taher. Here they made that the communicating should be more exciting. Every time somebody gets a message, and makes such a ring, such an unbelievable, they worked on it. The only thing that happened in the mail. They make it should be very attracting, it should be addicting, that you pick it up, you see the phone, somebody told you good morning, son, you put it back. Then somebody told you, it becomes exciting communicating, it becomes that Medafnish with all these apps is given that you don't have to make a phone call, just leave a voice note, and it goes constant. You wake up in the morning, check who told me this, who told me that, in the middle of the day, at night, for learn the identity, forget about the kids, forget about anything. There's Zach that it should have been from Zicha Lane, they should have a connection. Wake up in the morning, the Moidani, connected to the Eibush, to Atfila, Azach, that warmkeit, was is do, boifen me mele by a lady, se chaval, mezetos nish. And this, and the emesis, that the older generation, I believe a lot of them are sitting here, the older generation is seeing it. They're seeing the problems. But sometimes it's hard to give it over and explain to the young generation that they should see what they're losing. Not because it's mutter, because ahin, because aher, it's kedai to lose the ganze metzias. The ganze metzias. And then, of course, if a lady doesn't have the tainuk that she's supposed to have, that Eibushter gave her a boy from a mele, gave him a mezucht under the zachen. Then, you know, he start looking in different zachen. Now, guidelines. We set 3 points. Don't give me the akdoma that ladies are part of the mulchoma. 50%. There's no difference, men and ladies. But then with 3 points about what is meir, the ruach in the houses, the feed the ladies, the kids watch the mothers, and as I weiter. The second akuda was the attention that they have an achrais to have the time for the children. And the third nekuda was when the Yitzgeret losing their own identity, the Ishak Shero, was his mechuba to the Eibishte, the 24 hours being mechuba to the Eibishte, communicating, this is abyssal, this is an hour a day, Ichweiz, was I'm old Afman. But, you know, you don't look to make it more. If you make it more, it's mezechen ganzen verloren. These are the three nekudas. Now, to make guidelines, mit nishkenen zogen all the guidelines in every situation. The kenisht, then a person, there's always a yoytzim and a klal. It's possible to be yoytzim and a klal. And not by saying the word osa, it works, that it automatically, if we're going to say the word osa, then it's going to work wonders. No, the guidelines is the aleph base to understand this. That's the aleph base to understand it. Now, more than that, the Rebbe holds, that's very clear, the Rebbe holds that it should be used only for things that are needed. The Rebbe means that Pasha to make some things easier and not more exciting. Easier, but not more exciting. Gashmias messes up a person, the Gashmias. A person has to arrange something. It messes him up. It's hard to get from one side of the Baruch Park to the other one. It's hard, there's light, there's traffic, there's ayin, there's aher. Ruchnis doesn't have that problem. It could be Mechubet Rebish always. But Gashmis has problems. Now the technology is making Gashmis be a bit easier. So if there's an app that's called Waze and it makes the traffic should be 10 minutes less, then the Rebbe holds that it's no problem at all. Be'etzim. There's no problem. Fakert. You can't say that a person shouldn't use it. If a person needs it, you know, he could use it if he's on the road. There's a lot of different Gashmis, including Asador, certain WhatsApp groups that are being used for unbelievable zachen, and the Rebbe knows about it, and the Rebbe holds that it's a moedige zach. The Torah goes a fine line. The Torah goes a very fine line. It doesn't mean anybody should get a smartphone to be able to be part of WhatsApp groups, but it means that people that are using it, and there's a notion they do use it to say tilim, and chesed in yonim is dos, it's an unbelievable zach. We could help people better. We could deen the Eibishter better. But it's made to make life, the Gashmi is the Gitzrochim, a little bit easier, but not more exciting. First, people that are busy and they're wasting more than 5 minutes a day on any kind of news is Teugosnisht. Teugosnisht is this Mishana. The Rebbe knows that people are interested in knowing the news, and people, you can't tell people they should live in episodes. People are allowed to know what's going on. maximum 5 minutes a day, to be busy with it, to send things and whatever. Of course not. It's so posh to the Rebbe that he doesn't feel that he has to go over again and again. And someone, the Zokt, what do you mean? I'm a stoner. Is talking Dvorim B'Teilim, and this is said in a Barabim. It's not that I'm saying it privately. The Rebbe knows that it's being said Barabim, and he knows it's a sign Chlorazachim. That's one akuda. About people, young people, teenagers, the Rebbe holds that they should have no access whatsoever to internet, Nishmashan, if it's filtered or not, until they're married. Of course, Amolado, Ayotzim, and Aklal, all the girls that work and whatever, it's not, Medafregen, those Dafmefregen. But younger people get excited faster than older people. The Mechsholis are dear by younger people more than older people, to be, get connected to it, to get involved in it. Anybody that's over 35, 40, 50 sees the difference. It's not the same. And the Rebbe said specifically that even after marriage, even afterwards, says nisht dokin inyan, and people should stay far from it, because she got married, davzi hob mazazach. When somebody is young, he can get much quicker fadreitin them and addicted to it. Slowly, the tzrochim that happen. There's certain bank accounts that a person has to be in this, and certain people get work, so they need it. So this is what it is. So you need it. But if someone doesn't need it, then age is a very big factor before and after marriage. Before marriage, aber, it is sachasach sterke, because the Rebbe holds that it's major things that are needed. And because that is very, very poshut, that a girl doesn't need it. Even if she could theoretically get through email very wichtige Sachen, and I asked that specifically, sinisht mishane. This is good for somebody that's older and he's at work and he anyways has an email address and Sachen. He kommt rein dort in gute Sachen and wichtige, today they have gute things that come in their emails and in WhatsApps, very wichtige Sachen. It's be'emes good, it's gewaldig. For those people that are anyways involved already, they have to go out into the street and they have to do things and they have to have business. Shine, if they have it, they need it, and there's nothing wrong. And we could see, yes, there are a lot of people that are that have it and they use it only for things that are needed. That I behold, there's absolutely nothing wrong if it's used for zachazachim v'smetut, being marigen things, you know, all the chesed zachen and all the zachen was medav masada zayin. There's absolutely nothing wrong. But if somebody is not yet in that matzav, to get it just because someone didn't say, I need it because I heard that they send before Shabbat, they send the vichtig zach that I could get in an email, it's not a reason if a person is under marriage. It's not a reason. The last thing was is moridig wichtig, and again this is for noshim more than for the men, but also for the men, is the Indian von Edelkeit, that the noise from being bashaden, that means tznius, which is in the way a person acts, that is very, very, there's a very fine line between one madrega and the next. Someone could be in a very high madrega, someone could be very, very low madrega. The in between, it doesn't stay where there's a red line. There's no beep when someone goes from one madrega to the next. Someone's a drop less able, a drop less visadav design. It doesn't beep. And when it comes to such things, especially sometimes there's it could be a family group, when someone starts saying jokes on the family group, just talk to the and take it from the yard. The groups for stamp friends schmoozing it shouldn't be, but a family group can sein, as I heard that it does can sein as a zach for people that have it, and thus, but when someone starts forwarding jokes on it and forwarding pictures on it and forwarding little cute videos on it, it's a red light. it's a very red light, because that shows that this is a game. That shows that this machine is also a toy to be sharing all shtusim. And it starts with that, and then there's something that's almost like that, and from there it goes down the drain. This is something, if it's a family group, that should have their head on straight and keep it on a high level. Keep it on something versus meret, things that are negeya. In Eretz Yisrael, they have an ashay from the American ladies. I have nothing to say but that it's a Kiddush Hashem. It's a regular Kiddush Hashem. This Neshay, there, I don't know how many years it's going, but there's absolutely no Narashkeiten. It's amazing. For years, this Neshay or Meret, absolutely Altaras HaKodesh. You have 80 or something ladies in the group, back and forth and back and forth. Somebody needs a doctor, somebody needs help, somebody needs a babysitter. But not only that, Alt is Nor, and it's amazing from so many ladies, it should be kept on such a level. And this is what has to be done. And if it's much rather, does that from Gedorim Misyogim. Gedorim Misyogim means even if something is on the line, Efshe Yo, what's wrong? It doesn't pay. Because it's gained all, it's going to go weiter and weiter and weiter, and then it becomes very, very shallow. And then with Faliot Man Alas. It says in the Gemara says that Tzchar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka. You can't get Tzchar on this world. State in Svorim that on Gedorim Misyogim, you get Tzchar Bahai Alma. On things that are a little bit more, someone makes themselves a Geder. I know I'm allowed to, I know as Memeg, but I want to make myself a little bit a higher Geder, a little bit more. And that is Dos Tzchar Nishnor Bo'ilam Abo, Nor Oich Bo'ilam Azeh. Talking to a tzibur of mensch, of mavakshim, a tzibur of people, was willing doch nor mekayim sein, the ebishes rotzen, and the tzadikim rotzen, was the guiders how to pizuk the ebishes rotzen. There's no suffix by the proper gedorim is yogim, the ebishes vetelfons 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 schar, bo ilama abo, and a filo ich do bo ilama zeh.